I have spent my life traveling across the universe, inside my mind. Through theoretical physics, I have sought to answer some of the great questions. But there are other challenges, other big questions which must be answered, and these will also need a new generation who are interested, engaged, and with an understanding of science.
That was the unmistakable voice of Professor Stephen Hawking, the acclaimed British physicist who has died at his home in Cambridge, aged 76. Widely considered one of the greatest scientific thinkers, Professor Hawking was best known for his work on black holes and relativity. To look back on his life, I'm joined this evening by astrophysicist Professor Alan Duffy. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thanks for having me, PK.
He was a trailblazer on a mission to uncover the mysteries of the universe. Talk us through some of his most significant contributions to science.
So Stephen Hawking has always been known for his daring. Perhaps his illness was part of that he didn't feel he had the time to do anything in half measures, but he would always go to the extremes of the theories, and perhaps he's best known for something called Hawking radiation. This is where he unified the two great theories of general relativity, Einstein's theory, with quantum mechanics, and demonstrated that the black holes, these gravitational inescapable prisons from which not even light can escape, were in fact, well, they emitted particles over time, they slowly evaporated, and they would indeed eventually die. So his work was really, he bridged the theories, he was always on the cutting edge, and he wasn't afraid to go out and try to explain that to absolutely anyone who would listen. And my goodness, when you look at the tens of millions of people that have bought his books over the years, it's truly a remarkable legacy.
It is. How was Professor Hawking's early work received by other physicists? He was criticized, wasn't he, at the beginning?
He certainly was. There wasn't universal acclaim. I think, as with any great theory or great prediction, you're going to upset some people. But he persevered. He would work, and certainly as the years continued, he was able to resolve some of the issues. He would actually famously take bets. So he would take very public stances, not just in his publications, but he would very publicly bet with other notable theorists. And I have to say, he paid out on these bets more often than not. So he wasn't afraid to admit when he was wrong as well.
And he shot to international fame in 1988 with a publication of his book, A Brief History of Time. What made that book so significant?
I've been asking myself that question all day. This was actually the book that I read when I was a precocious 13-year-old that got me into science. In fact, more than that, convinced me as well to become a communicator of that science. I think it was the fact that he was able to share that sense of wonderment, that the universe was filled with truly wondrous objects like black holes, the ideas of an expanding universe from a Big Bang. He was able to convey his love and passion, enthusiasm for the riches, the variety of the world, but more than that, to dare to demand answers of it, to tell us all that we actually could, through science, begin to understand the truly extraordinary aspects of our world. He was inspirational on so many levels. That he did all of this with his illness was just truly beyond belief.
He's had a really profound impact on your own life. Why has he meant so much to you, Alan Duffy?
I didn't realize until I read Professor Hawking's book, A Brief History of Time, that there was even such a thing, a job, as an astronomer, a cosmologist. He really opened up my eyes to a very young age of what was possible in the world that, quite frankly, if he wasn't held back, then I had absolutely no reason to think that I couldn't try to achieve in the world. Now, I know I'm not alone. I've spoken to so many of my colleagues over the course of today, and many of us are here as a direct consequence of his work, his inspirational science, but more importantly, the fact that he went out there and tried to communicate it. And that is a remarkable legacy that will live as long as his theories and predictions.
Alan Duffy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Astrophysicist Professor Alan Duffy there. Well, Robin Williams, the presenter of The Science Show on Radio National, joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, PK.
You had the opportunity to interview Stephen Hawking in 1990. Let's just have a listen to just a part of that conversation.
May I ask you a very general question about what you are working on in physics at the moment?
At the moment, I'm working on two problems. One is the question of how the universe began. The other is on wormholes in space-time.
What do you recall about that interview, that experience?
Well, I did two interviews with him, and the first one I was a bit nervous. I was relieved when I went into his room at the Department of Applied Maths and Physics in Cambridge to see behind him a vast picture of Marilyn Monroe. And that put me at ease a little bit. But the second thing that happened, you don't get used to the fact that he takes 2 minutes to answer. So what do you do during that 2 minutes? You can't stare at him. You can't look at the ceiling. You can't talk. So I was a little bit trepidatious about how to behave. And the second time, I kind of got it. And that is, everything he stood for, apart from brilliant astrophysics, he had this fantastic sense of humor. Hence the Marilyn Monroe, hence the way he would have fun now and then, his love of Monty Python, and the way he wrote. You know, if you look at the Brief History of Time, the first page is about the woman who wants to know what the universe is, and it's, you know, it's on turtles, and it's turtles all the way down. Now, we've heard that before, but, you know, that was the first time, really, you saw that joke, that the universe is made of turtles standing on each other all the way down. And he had fun despite his infirmity. He had fun with people, he had fun with ideas, and also had great tremendous fun with physics.
Why did he have such an impact on the world beyond the science? What is it about him? Because he just had the X factor. He has resonated with people across the world like I think like no other scientist.
Well, I think one of the answers is in his brief autobiography, which I read a couple of years ago. And I was always looking for how he managed to persevere with that incredible infirmity. And there it was towards the end of the book. He said, you concentrate on what you can do, not on what you can't do. That really is the secret, and his life was emblematic of that. You know, he went up in the aircraft where you've got zero gravity, it was flying around like that. He went to Canada to give a lecture. You know, in a wheelchair, he flew across the world. He even did a couple of them as a hologram in the Opera House. He was indefatigable because he concentrated on what he could do, and that was not only the physics. It was his family. He wrote books for kids with his daughter Lucy. And if you remember, he appeared in the Monty Python reunion. And there at the end of the show, that fantastic sight, we panned to a box. And there he was in his wheelchair. And his arm was being held up by Lucy to wave because, of course, he's paralyzed. He couldn't wave his arm. But there he was waving it. That really is something that goes over and above anything that we thought was ordinary, kind of, you know, let's give up and, you know, we're victims and it's intolerable. I'm going to become a cripple. He was never a cripple. He was always indefatigable.
You've interviewed many famous scientists over the years. That's what you do, Robin Williams. What do you think Stephen Hawking's legacy will be?
Well, I was, you know, a bit sceptical, of course, being a journalist. And when I was in Cambridge, I would ask some of the people who worked near him, not directly with him. I said, is he really that good? is the science okay? And they all said, absolutely. It's fantastic stuff. It's Nobel Prize winning time. And then, you know, you might just think that because Alan Duffy is very handsome and got his lovely Irish voice, he might just be a celebrity. But in fact, he's a bloody good scientist as well. So you ask these rather cryptic questions. I think his legacy will be that however difficult you think some of that stuff is, like gravitational waves, like radiating black holes. They're not supposed to radiate, they're supposed to be black. However abstruse it might seem that this universe might be, if you do, as Michelle Simmons says, take on the hard stuff and use your brain, the rewards are fantastic. That's his legacy. He showed that the seemingly impossible is possible as a human being and as an intellect.
Robin Williams, I'm so excited that I got to speak to you as well tonight. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, PK.
Robin Williams is the presenter of The Science Show on Radio National and helping us remember the long life of Professor Stephen Hawking, the acclaimed British physicist who died at his home in Cambridge, aged 76 today.